So there it was. I had been assigned to special chicky guarding duty, and I must admit that I was honored and flattered that my little pal had selected me out of all the dogs in the world to handle this special task. And once I took over the job, he sure didn't need to worry about coyotes gobbling down his little friends. No, sir. Not coyotes, nor skunks, nor badgers, nor coons, nor great horned owls. Once the head of ranch security was on the job, he didn't need to worry about... You remember all that stuff we were discussing, the business about temptation and chicken dinners and so forth? Nothing to it. Honest, it was just gossip. Nonsense. A momentary leap into the world of fantasy, shall we say. It was a joke. Just a harmless little joke. So don't give it another thought. In fact, I'd appreciate it if you just forget we ever mentioned it because we didn't. You thought we discussed my so-called weakness for chicken dinner, but you were probably misquoted. What I actually did say was that heads of ranch security are above temptation, and we have no weaknesses for, chickies and so forth. No kidding. Everything was fine and under control. Where were we? Oh, yes, I had just been named Guardian of the Chickies. And after the ceremonies, little Alfred and his mother went to work preparing a house for for the chickies. They hiked up the hill to the machine shed and found a little chicken coop and hauled it down to the... I was sitting by the yard gate, minding my own business and watching the preparations and so forth, and all at once I got this creepy feeling that Sally Mae was staring at me. No, it was worse than that. She seemed to be looking into my mind and soul, almost as though... Have we discussed Sally Mae and her X-ray eyes? Maybe not. Well, she's got these eyes that don't just glide over the surface of things. They drill and bore and penetrate into the deeper deeps, the deeper depths, shall we say, and they always seem to be looking for naughty thoughts. It has something to do with motherhood. Mothers seem to be suspicious of all dogs and little boys, don't you see? And they have these X-ray eyes that are equipped to ignore the surface details and to probe the deeper deeps. I mean, a careless smile that would fool Slim or Loper doesn't have a chance against that woman. She's relentless. Her eyes have the nose of a bloodhound. That sounds odd, doesn't it? But it just goes to prove that she makes me nervous. And even though I had nothing to hide, even though I hadn't hosted a naughty thought in, days or weeks or even months, I couldn't shake the feeling that she was reading my mind. And that gave me a creepy feeling, so I found it convenient. That is, it suddenly occurred to me that I needed to check on Drover. Remember Drover? I had sent him to his room to sit on a sticker and suffer, and by George, I needed to check on him. No kidding. So I left my spot beside the yard gate and hiked myself down to the gas tanks. 30 yards south of the gate, I finally placed myself beyond the reach of her radar. Whew. Only then was I able to relax. You might want to make a note of this. Motherly radar is deadly accurate up to a range of 30 yards, but beyond that, little boys and dogs are free to think whatever they wish. Although I must hasten to point out that I had nothing to hide, almost nothing at all. No kidding. You won't be surprised that I found Drover asleep on his gunny sack bed, and we're talking about conked out, snoring, quivering, twitching, squeaking, and doing all the bizarre things he does in his sleep. I stood over him for a moment, marveling at all the noise. Then I eased my nose down to the level of his left ear and shifted into a little routine we call alarm clock. We use it to pry slackers and loafers out of their slumber. I yelled, "Wake up and spit! The world's on fire!"